And we identified three key priorities. That would be the kind of the focus points for us fulfilling that vision. And we called those flourishing as family, developing as disciples, and outreaching as overflow. Though we thought if we had those three focuses that were easy to remember, that would be what we would gather our thoughts and our energies around. Do you want to say that together? That's a good practice, isn't it? Flourishing as family, developing as disciples, and outreaching as overflow. And we've spoken about each of these. Just a quick reminder, the flourishing as family was thoughts around how we can grow the intergenerational connections. We've got a relationship course coming up next term that we're going to be inviting everybody to be part of to grow healthy relationships, because when our relationships are great in families, people need families. People are looking for healthy families for relationships that are working. And we're also going to be sowing into what does it mean to have a healthy heart. So next term, our preaching series, it's going to be in the Psalms, I'm pretty sure. I've been seeking God. But what does it mean to have our hearts fully satisfied in God as our source? Because out there's just a whole lot of dissatisfaction. People going after things that don't actually satisfy their heart. But God's inviting us to be a fully satisfied, wholehearted people. So that's our flourishing as family opportunities. Just before we move on to the developing as disciples, I was going to invite us to just take a moment to pray for our church family to flourish. For the families, for the marriages, for the parenting. We're going to just invite you to take a moment, turn to somebody near you. If you're not near somebody, feel free to move, because part of what we're wanting to do is actually be family, not just sit in rows and look at the back of someone's head. Actually take time to be family. So can I invite you to take the next minute and just pray a blessing over the families of our church and over the plan to see families flourish in this church community. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus. So we're declaring healthy hearts, hearts that are healed up. We're declaring healthy relationships, healthy communication, healthy conflict. Father, that you would cause us to be a family that flourishes, that knows how to do family well. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Just go back to the flourishing as family slide. Just that second last one listed there. The strengthening of relationships. You know, we just see ourselves as not just a family within the church. We're a family of Jesus Christ and all the churches where yep. Jesus is Lord. And so we really want to strengthen those relationships. And again, there's things that us as church leaders and across our leadership where we have interactions with other church leaders. But there's also that beautiful opportunity where each of you know other Christians. And every time you can bless, encourage, connect with other churches, you're helping strengthen the whole sense of family across the churches. So just that simple way of outworking, flourishing as family with the other churches around us.
It's amazing when somebody mentions another church, I always say, oh, that's a great church. And it's almost like people are surprised because they're expecting me to criticise it and think it's not as good as our church. Now, I know that it's not as good as our church, but... No, but you know, when you speak up, when you honour, when you bless other churches and other ministries, it just that's family. What about developing as disciples?
So developing as disciples, the invitation for us in this, you know, first step of outworking God's will for us is to identify the leaders in our church congregation who have got a passion to see people become more like Jesus and to help other people become more like Jesus. So we want to develop a team, and we talked about, again, if you haven't heard of our recent services, they are on our website, but we're talking about building a discipleship culture right across our church. So whether someone walks into the church for the first time or anyone who's been here for a long time, we all have an opportunity to become a little bit more like Jesus through giving people options and steps and ways of doing that that's appropriate for our church, for our Madawi culture, So we're going to be really intentionally seeking God in the second half of the year. To what does that look like for us? What are the different options that we want to provide people within our church community to help them become a bit more like Jesus? I guess more specifically, things that we can all be involved in. Term three is going to be brilliant. Small group study around who is Jesus. Just appreciating Jesus for more than what you've kind of see first glance when you read
through the Gospels. Jesus you never knew.
Yeah. Jesus is brilliant, and there's more and more he wants to reveal about himself to each of us, and we want to really take people on a journey in term three in our small group. So just really encourage people from July onwards, if you can be a part of a group just for term three, you'll be positioning yourself to have a real opportunity for transformation and having a deeper appreciation of who Jesus is. And we also, again, just helping people grow. We've talked about, you know, coming along to gatherings, not just what's in it for me, but more coming along.
Who can I encourage?
How do I help encourage someone? Help encourage someone experience Jesus, know a bit more about Jesus? That's what we're here for as a church, not just to come and sit and be fed for ourselves, but to help each other.
So that little exercise that Jim did with us, you know, what's you know, God, what's one thing you love about that person? What if at morning tea time we just did that and just automatically thought, God, show me someone to encourage over a cup of tea or coffee, if that was just our family life.
And speaking of Jim, you know, the School of Revival is a really intentional way, and anybody who's had anything to do with School of Revival knows that it's a really powerful way to become more like Jesus and to understand the life of Jesus and the way he wants us to grow and follow him. And yeah, for all of our ministries to be just looking for opportunities. How do we do that practically in kids ministry or in the community ministries right across Overflow? How do we help people understand who Jesus is, experiencing him, and the invitation to become more like him?
Okay, hands up if you would like to become more like Jesus. Good. Pray for the person next to you with their hand up.
Or hand down.
Pray for the person next to you that they will become more like Jesus. Take a moment. Off you go. You said that you want to become it. Take a moment and actually pray for somebody to become more like Jesus in this next season. And husbands and wives, you've got even more reason to pray. Jesus, we just ask your blessing on every person here as they grow to be more like you. Just establish your life within each person, Jesus, in our family. Amen.
And our third area, which is the most challenging one, I'm really convinced that God's saying this isn't just going to happen. This is going to take a real shift of heart for us as individuals and just a sacrificial approach to being church. And that's outreaching as Overflow. And so really over the next 3 to 5 years, we want to see Overflow really infuse in the community, give people a taste of God's kingdom in really tangible, helpful ways that help them change the way they actually understand God to be. And so to kick off in this first year, again, getting a team of people who've got a passion for people who don't yet know Jesus to come to know Jesus, and to equip others to be able to participate in activities. We want to work out a way that will give us a little bit of a taste of what does outreaching as Overflow through a loving our community event activity. We don't know what that is yet, but again, amongst that leadership team and the church, just to seek God as to what way does he want us to express that to our community. That'll probably be in term four.
Fourth term. It could be a service opportunity that we take in our community, a way of blessing our community.
And yep. God has been using Overflow to, you know, outreach into our community, bless our community in lots of ways, in the markets and the schools and playgroups and developing, you know, community facilities. And so we really want to maximise the opportunities of connecting with people through Overflow Care. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. But Overflow Care is our community service arm. In the past and in from term three, we're going to be helping people get into work, we're going to help people get out of financial distress. We're going to be launching our debt center services, which we had Cap Money, which helps people kind of learn budgeting skills and how to steward their resources. But a real significant service to households that are in financial distress. and to help them get out of debt. So we're partnering with Christians Against Poverty, and we are a debt centre for CAP. And so there's been a couple of us so far who have been trained to go out to households and help people work through the mess that they're in, help them understand
credit card debt,
and in the process,
whatever.
You know, we really pray that they'll experience God's goodness in the process. So we're going to talk a bit more about overflow care in a couple of months' time. Michelle Clark has been updating our website, and we'll show preview that next week, and having a custom app just to help people connect with overflow in new ways. And then in term four, again, in our teaching focus, just really how do we shift that heart from being, you know,
as much as loving
Christians we are, we still can so easily go, okay, well, if it happens inside the church building and it's in our safe spot, that's fine. But how do we become others focused? How do we be willing to put ourselves out to go into other people's comfort zones and to connect with people the way God wants us to? Church plant is another tangible...
A church plant. We haven't ever done that before as a church family. So this is a really exciting thing. By the middle of this year, we will be looking to launch a church plant led by Jenny and Andrew Sumpton, who are currently away on youth camp, leading youth camp. They will be gathering a team of people and preparing to launch a church plant in the Maitland area. It is exciting. It's risky, it's a bit of unknown territory, but we feel like that's another way that we go out of our way to actually go beyond what's currently happening in our four walls. So that's another area that you can be praying with and for as Jenny and Andrew gather a team and launch a church plant. Wow, out of our way, going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day, wherever we are. What we would like to do now is to invite us again as a congregation to just pray that God will start with our hearts, to begin to give us that outward focus that's not all about me. And I know that I need God to change me, and we're just going to invite us to pray for each other that God will make a way for each heart to be others focused. So can I just again invite you to pray for a few moments with the person that's nearby you, because this is where we participate. It's not just, you know, observers, we're participants in this vision. So can I invite you to pray for Overflow Family that we will be outwardly focused. Thank you, Jesus. We know that it's you who change our heart from being inward and selfishly focused to being to carrying the love of a father who would send his own son. So as we finish our service, there's just one more thing we are going to invite you to be part of, and that is the opportunity to have a response in each of those areas. If you're a guest with us today or you're not sure, we don't want to put any pressure on anybody, but we just want to give you opportunity to think about how you might partner with us, because so much of vision is what we can do, and so much of vision is what only God can do. So there's just an opportunity for each of us to say, what's my part? How can I respond? How can I partner with what God's doing in and through Overflow Church? So this is not about pressure. It's just about an opportunity to say, I'm in. So we're investing staffing resources into each of these priorities, but as you look on your little response card, you'll see some of the responses are about how you might partner with Flourishing as Family. Praying for us is a really good place, because we can't make this happen. Financially supporting, being part of our relationships course next term. It will be a 3-week course. And it's just an invitation to say, I'm going to invest in healthy communication, healthy conflict management, growing my own sense of self and my identity so that I can partner as a person who's wholehearted and has a healthy understanding of myself. If you're new, you might want to say, yes, I'll come to a newcomer's lunch where we can begin to connect you with the family. So there's some ways that you can be involved in partnering in Flourishing as Family.
And just as developing disciples, just to flag if you're willing to be part of a connect group in term three so we can organise leaders and groups so that we've got sufficient space for people to understand Jesus even more and become more like him. And also if there's anybody who says, I'd really like to be more involved in some form of ministry, not sure where, then just kind of flagging, yep, I'd like to talk with one of our leaders about where I could best fit and serve at Overflow.
There's also opportunity to say, yeah, I'd like to be part of outreaching as Overflow. Maybe as part of that leadership team, maybe as part of serving when we choose a community event to be part of. And just daily saying, God, who can I show your goodness to today? As I go about my day, who can I show you? Who can I show your great goodness? How can I boldly demonstrate your goodness?
So just as you're finishing that, I just want to bless you as a church family, whether this is the first time you've been here or you've been here for 50 years or as long as we've been around. I just bless you with investing your time, just being here this morning. God just is so pleased when people come together as his people, seeking his will, worshipping him. So just bless you for being here. Bless you for the influence that you have on the people around you. I bless you for the investment that you make into this church. Again, whether it's small or large, just bless you for releasing our leaders and particularly our paid staff, the money that you invest into us so that we can be free to seek, you know, the things that we can do as leaders on your behalf that will help people experience God's goodness in ways that wouldn't happen if we weren't a church together. And I just bless you with all of this as an invitation, not an obligation. Mm. God doesn't require it of you in order to keep him happy or for us to be being a proper church and all, but it's an invitation. God just invites us to be part of extending his kingdom, of giving people a taste of who God really is like, just that he just shows goodness and grace to people who don't deserve it, and we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So bless you all.
Thank you. Thanks, Brad. Yeah, thank you. Anything that would stop you, allow the Holy Spirit to, you know, anything that would disqualify you, oh, yeah, I'll do it later, or, you know, passivity that says, oh, yeah, look, that's for other people, not for me. We just speak to that in Jesus' name, tell that to go. And we're just inviting each one of us to come in with a whole heart and say, yep, I'm in. Thanks for being part of what God's doing. Family happens when we spend time getting to know, getting to build relationships. Thanks for being part of what God's doing. Bless you.